Hey guys, it's Charlie.
And Trevor.
And welcome to the Unplanned Podcast.
Where we talk about whatever's on our mind.
Today we have a couple interesting topics, but first let's just go over what we really like and what kind of people we are.
Yeah, so my name is of course Trevor. I am just one of those guys that are just here for fun. I like ramen noodles, it's my favorite food. And also, just another thing about me, my favorite video game is Overwatch. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of the same, like, interests. We're, like, almost the same person, just in two different bodies. We like the same TV shows.
Please ignore me, I'm taking a sip.
We play the same video games. Yeah, but, like, enough about us.
Yeah, let's just dive right in, as the water's fine.
Yep, so one of our favorite things
Get your grammar right.
One of our favorite things is memes.
Yeah.
And right now, I'd have to say my favorite meme is the Area 51 meme.
That definitely is one of my favorite ones. I was looking on Reddit the other day, and one of them was the 21 ways a SWAT person could kick your ass.
I really think the best part about the Area 51 meme is that, like, a lot of people are, you know, they're making memes about it, like, yeah, this is funny as hell. But then there's some people who are, like, being serious about it and actually, like, want to do it. And, like, me and Trevor were talking about this, and I said, they would just move the stuff. Like, if they do have aliens, they're just going to move
it. Which they do.
Which they definitely
do. Don't dish.
They would definitely just move it somewhere else, and my dad said the exact same thing. I mean, I really can't see this many people taking it so serious that they'd actually try to storm Area 51.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of people there, and they're either going to get A, shot, B, arrested, or C, just escorted out. Like, they can't do anything against a armed squad of trained military personnel. I'm just saying.
I mean, what if, like, the government has, like, mind-washing stuff, and they, like... Like,
I think they need to worry about less of mind wiping things than a Barrett 50 cal straight to the skull. Just saying.
I saw I was on TikTok earlier and I saw a meme, and it was I told you about this, I think, and it was this little girl, and she was like, "Mom, tell me about the Area 51 raid." And the mom's like, "Oh, well, I was alive during it." And she goes, "Oh, really?" And she goes, "Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. Now go feed Bobby." And then it switches to a pet alien who's getting fed by the little girl. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah. Memes are good. Memes are getting good. They're getting pretty good in 2019. They're evolving. Just like the aliens are in Alien 51.
Trevor, you know what time it is?
I know it's not adventure time, but it is ad time.
Here's an ad from Anchor. Gosh.
Moving them to Area 52. On September 10th, I think it is.
Seen any movies recently?
Actually, today I just saw Toy Story 4.
Oh, really? See, I haven't got to see that, but all my friends saw it, and they said it was really good. We won't spoil it on here.
Well, we could have a spoiler segment and just have a little timestamp.
No,
okay.
Let's not spoil it. Let's not give those people the spoiling.
Yeah, we could. Anyways, so non-spoiler review of Toy Story. Very good story. I really liked the character relationship between Forky, the new character, and Woody. They really played that out well. And I also liked how they introduced I think her name is Bo Peep, the shepherd
lady. Yep, she's from the first one.
Yep, from the first one, and they never explained what happened to her. She was just gone. So, yeah, I also saw John Wick. I don't know if you saw it.
No, I'm not a big John Wick fan.
It was good. It was definitely the better of the three. I seriously liked how Keanu Reeves plays the character. He does a really, really good job. And I also like how he just is so involved. He does his own stunts. He took Taekwondo and other martial arts to just fulfill this role.
Yeah. I saw... What movie? Spider-Man. I saw the movie the Friday it came out, and I saw it the Saturday after because my friends wanted to see it.
And yeah, but he didn't see it with me, though, so.
I really, really, really like how they portrayed Mysterio.
Yeah, Mysterio in that movie was really good.
I just like how they did it, like, and like I predicted from the beginning
and
that he
no
was.
spoilers.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I like Tom Holland. He's my favorite Spider-Man so far.
Tom Holland is, yeah, he is definitely my favorite too. He, like I said earlier, he really does, they do fulfill their roles. Like, actors nowadays are really, really getting into their roles, and they're picking good actors.
Yeah, and I think it's Jake Gyllenhaal. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Yeah. I really like how he played Mysterio.
Well, speaking of actors, can we get a rip in the chat for my boy Cameron Boyce?
That's actually so sad. Like, we grew up watching Jesse and...
Descendants, I think he was in. I don't know if he's both of them.
They actually have a third one coming out soon, and he was in it. So, he'll be in it, I guess. I hope they finish filming before he passed away.
Speaking of dead people, I just remembered this. In Toy Story 4, the guy who plays Mr. Potato Head is dead. And they couldn't film anything with him. So, every scene that he was in is from a past recording of him.
Could you tell, like, watching the movie, could you tell?
Tell you the truth, I don't even remember him talking. Yeah. I think he talked, like, twice.
Yeah, that's awful.
A little sad.
Yeah.
So, video games.
Video games. Our favorite video games would have to be Overwatch, Minecraft. We played Fortnite for a little bit. I was never really a big fan.
I liked it a little bit until the whole Fortnite dance craze of little 9-year-olds in kindergarten.
That sort of pissed me off. The thing is, we were like the people who started playing at the beginning. We were is a fun game.
Season 2, and then it
I played since
spiraled
season 1.
Out of control.
But
flex a little bit over there.
And, well, there really wasn't a season 1, but, like, I played during that time. And
there was technically, because season 2 started as season 2.
Yeah, that was the first, like, official season, though. Yeah. But, I didn't buy any skins back then, so I didn't have any of the really rare skins. I think the rare skin that I had bought first was the Leprechaun skin. But past Fortnite, I don't really like it.
What about some new games coming up? I'm excited for Borderlands 3. That looks pretty good. I've been a huge fan of the series. I haven't seen the trailer recently, but from what I remember, they're sticking right to it. They're going back to the good old days of Borderlands 2. I really like how they're introducing the four new, I don't remember their names, but the heroes you can choose from.
It's something Bank Bus. I watched the trailer.
Bank Bus?
Vault.
Vault Hunters.
Vault Hunters, there we go.
Bank, I see
vault.
Where you got the bank, but, yeah. Excuse me.
I think what I'm most excited for, and I actually want to talk about here, is Modern Warfare, the new Modern Warfare coming out.
I thought you said it wasn't going to be good.
Well, see, I was watching this guy, and he said he's predicted every Call of Duty if it's going to be good, bad. And he's been right, supposedly, on all of them. And as you and me both know, we've had very disagreements with the old couple Call of Duties. And
Infinite Warfare.
And you and me, we like taking it back. Like, we like Call of Duty. We've been playing Call of Duty forever. And this new one, I'm really hoping it's going to be good. But the guy said it's not going to be good. He said it's going to be a game that's going to come out in it. It's, like, unfinished. Like they did with World of War II. I remember playing that game. I was like, this game just isn't finished.
It wasn't. They really... Like, I was playing this, actually, this morning, and I was looking through the DLC they have, like, of the extra maps, and there was one. Only one. And it was four different maps.
Well, see, that reminds me of,
But back in the good old days of Black Ops 2, there was, like, 40 different maps.
That reminds me of Destiny 2, because I was watching E3 this year, and Destiny 2 something popped up, and I was like, that game's been out. And then I did some research on it, and what it is...
Is it an expansion pack?
No, it's the game, but I think it was a contract with Activision, so Activision made...
Screwed that up.
Oh, yeah. Activision made the first Destiny 2... And it didn't have a story to it. And you had to buy the story separately.
No, it had a story that you're thinking of, like, Destiny 1.
No, Destiny 2. It was like, you had to buy the story set. Like, there was a main story, but then, like, the rest of the story, you had to buy separately.
Like, side quests?
Yeah, expansion packs, really. But, like, it was, like, part of the story. And,
Raids.
This new one coming out comes with everything in it. And I think it's only going to be, like, $30. But I still don't think I'll do it.
I personally played Destiny 2. and I enjoyed the time playing it. I never said I liked the game. I just had fun playing it and, you know, playing online with people, because that's what you do. You play with, like, 3 to 4 people at a time, and they could be random, they could be your friends. And, you know, it's just kind of a fun game, because it's, like, it reminds you of Halo, but with, like, an inventory system. So you got, like, different armors, different ghosts, which are the little things that float around you, different guns.
See, I couldn't get into it. It was too much for me. Like, I love games with inventory systems, but that game just had too much of an inventory system.
You know, it also had a really bad inventory system?
NBA 2K19, awful. If that's what you're about to say.
No, I'm awful. Saying No Man's Sky.
See, I never played that. When that game
first came out, I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but it was rough. It was rough. They redeemed themselves a little bit with the online multiplayer and the Doom buggies and the building on different bases, but that game just wasn't ready. I mean, it was not ready for the market. It was awful. I mean, it was so dull. The gameplay was horrid. The way you travel the different planets was awful. I mean, it was a train wreck.
See, you said the way you build on different bases, and you know what that reminded me of?
God, what?
Crafting Dead, the Minecraft Walking Dead game we used to play.
Oh, so a little known fact, my man Charlie here is a big Walking Dead fan.
Big Walking Dead
fan. Back in the good old days of Minecraft, the golden age of Minecraft. I'm not saying it is not bad now, or not good now.
Let me tell this. We had a mod pack called the Crafting Dead, and like it was with online people. Like other people were on there.
It was a server with a custom texture pack and mod.
It was a modded server. And so me and Trevor, we played that every day, and there were guns in it. It was literally the Walking Dead, and there was a broken down prison. And I remember we used to get barbed wire in that game. We used to put it around the prison. We locked that thing down, and then I think it was like
Fort Knox or Area 51.
It was, and then we had that one group. It was like a mobster group, and they just came and raided us, and they killed us. And
yep, there was another one where we were in an Air Force base, and we tried to stay at camp, and people would just keep killing us because they would just like somehow get the better weapons or bit the better shots. I don't know.
And then one day I tried to get back on it, and my dad's computer did not allow it, and I broke my dad's computer practically, and he still has it till this day, and it does not work.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yep. So that really messed up everything.
Yeah, another game I'm kind of excited for is Cyberpunk.
I like that Keanu Reeves is in it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a first game. I think this is the first game. I have no idea. I've
not no, really done there, any there research. There was an original.
There was an original. Okay, that's what I thought.
And this is like a remake. But did you know the original Cyberpunk trailer came out in like 2009?
Whoa. And like it's for been Cyberpunk's 2077?
The one that's coming out, the first trailer came out. I'm like, here, let me look this up, because it came out in like 2009.
Yeah, please hold, guys. I'll talk a little bit about while Charlie's looking this up. I just like the design of the character. I don't know his name, but the character, just the main character. I like his jacket. I also like the car. The car,
it's 2000. January 10th, 2013.
That's sad. I really like the car. It is very nice. Very nice. Like, they did a really good job on that. There was no gameplay, to my understanding, which, not a good sign, but...
Never a good sign. You
never know. It could be just like, hey, let's just show the trailer, and then we'll put some gameplay out here and there. Excuse me. I don't know. But I feel like the game has some good potential. They could live it up to the hype, or they could just crash it in the dust.
We'll see. Trying to think of another E3 game. There's like
The Surge 2. We saw that.
No, I wouldn't talk about that, because the first Surge, I mean, we were debating whether we knew it, and
I knew the game. I haven't played it recently. It looks like it's gonna be fun.
The first one was awful.
Like I said, they could redeem themselves. This is the redemption age of video games. Companies are now trying to redeem themselves. Call of Duty could redeem themselves.
That's what I was about to say.
With Black Ops 3, Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare. Well, the story was good for Infinite Warfare. Online was awful. It was horrid. I mean,
Same with World War II.
World War II, I didn't play the campaign. multiplayer was fun. I liked playing 1945 Shipment.
I did not like it. Now, can we talk about the Black Ops 4 campaign? Oh.
yeah, if there was one.
Yeah, that made me mad.
Yeah, Black Ops 4, they Three was fun to play. Three was just a fun online experience. Four just ruined the whole experience. I mean, the whole Battle Royale thing, it sounded cool in theory where you could be characters from past games. I don't think you can even do that. Can you?
I know you can some, but I think it's only like a couple characters. I don't know. I maybe have 45 minutes played on that game, if even that.
Yeah, I normally love Call of Duty. I'll play every game. I've played Ghost probably the most of all of them, or Black Ops 2.
Ghost gets so much hate, though. But let me tell you one thing that concerns me about this new game coming out. We got the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It was before E3.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone the whole E3, and, like, since now, which is the date right now, what is it? Tuesday, the 16th of July, 2019, we are recording this. And we have not yet to see any game multiplayer gameplay. And at E3, they said they were giving us multiplayer gameplay. And they gave us two snapshots of a ghillie sniper and someone else. I think it was a guy with a flamethrower. I don't remember. And
yeah,
that's scary. That's really scary.
Yeah, that is kind of scary. Because if they're not going to show gameplay, especially when they promise it, that means either something's going wrong, or we're not going to like what they made. They're like, they're probably deciding, like, whatever, I don't know, man. It's
I'm saving train my pre-order. Wreck. I'm not pre-ordering it.
Yeah, I'm not pre-ordering it. I regret my decision. Waiting for Black Ops 4. I didn't wait Black Ops 4 long enough. I bought it the week it came out, thinking, you know what, doesn't have campaign. That's all right. Multiplayer could save it.
See, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch some reviews. I might just watch the campaign on YouTube. And then play it after I know what's going to happen. But I don't know.
Also, speaking of E3, Sony, where were you?
They said they were going to have a press conference.
That's so dumb. That's just angers me. They did so well last year. Spider-Man, God of War.
And
those were my two favorite games of all time.
What I think the 2020 E3 conference is going to be Sony's. I bet they come out with the PlayStation 5. I bet a lot of stuff happens.
So, little thing about PlayStation 5. It's coming out apparently late 2020. Either late or beginning of 2021. It's supposed to be like 14 times faster and better than a PlayStation 4. And about 4 or 5 times better than a PlayStation Pro. And it's supposed to have 3 terabyte hard drive. 8K graphics. Which aren't even technically possible, I think, but, you know, so it's basically going to be a mini computer.
Yeah.
And Xbox, on the other hand, has decided to making two consoles.
Xbox is so annoying because they just won't create another generation. They won't. They're just adding on to the one. Yeah,
They think Xbox One's going to save them, but
it's not. They need to go up to the Xbox 2 or whatever they're going to call it.
Xbox 361 there.
They need to do something. They need to get rid of the one, the Scarlet Project, the Xbox One S, the Xbox One X, the Xbox One SX.
I think there is one SX. I know there's like a Scorpion, maybe?
I know that was a codename for X, I think. But with the Scarlet Project coming out, that one is supposed to be a new generation, but it's still Xbox One. It's still going to be one. Like, they said it's going to be Xbox Scarlet, but I don't.
Who knows with this company? Microsoft is... Who's the Microsoft dude? Do you know?
Bill Gates owns all of it, but...
No, but who's the Microsoft spokesperson? I'm trying to think. He just ran the company downhill. But know who didn't run a company downhill? My man, Reggie. Reggie saved Nintendo, in my opinion. I used to like Nintendo when I was a little kid. I played the Wii. Played the DS, DS, 3D, 3DS. I loved the hell out of those games. But then there was a silent time between the Wii and the Switch. The Wii U came out. I didn't like it. Not many people I had liked it. Also, Phil Spencer, screw you, Xbox business executive. But And then when the Switch came out, I bought it. I love it. It's such a good console. It's so easy to... It's so portable. I just love it. And it's got such good games. Mario Odyssey, one of my favorite games of all time. It's so much fun to play. It is an experience that if anybody is considering getting a PlayStation... Or not a PlayStation, a Switch for... I would just for that reason, to play Mario Odyssey, I would do it. Breath of the Wild, they're coming out with the second one, apparently, in the works.
Now, my question about that, is it going to be just a little branch of it, or is it going to be a whole new open world game?
It's going to be a branch. It's going to be the literal next thing of it.
I don't understand how, is it going to be the same map? Because I don't understand how they can already create a whole nother map, program that stuff.
What apparently it is going to be is it's going to be pretty much the same game, but I think with a new story, new mechanics, and they're going to fix mechanics that were not, you know, good or needed improving that they can't prove on the first one.
How do you fix mechanics that were that good? I don't own a Switch, and I played yours, and I've watched videos, but that game made me want to buy the Switch with the weather mechanics, with the damage mechanics, with everything in that game. That game felt like you were in real life, just in third person. It looked awesome. The story looked awesome. That, I'd have to say that was it rated the game of the year? What was the game of the year?
It won game of the year, I think, because I think there's multiple, I'm pretty sure. But also another game that I really, really like on the Switch, speaking of Zelda and Mario, and Link, sorry, is Super Smash Bros. Now, that's not a game seller for me. So if I, like, just got a Switch and saw Super Smash, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, let's get it for that. It is a fun game, but I feel like it's lacking. It's lacking something. I just don't know what it is. I feel empty sometimes playing it. It just sometimes gets boring, but other times when you're playing with friends and family, it's amazing. It's so much fun.
I think it won the Action Award, I think I saw it.
Okay.
Still talking about Breath of the Wild, by the way. Action Adventure Wii U. Yeah, I think that's what they want it for.
Okay. But, yeah, the story mode for Super Smash was pretty good. It was the spirits. That was pretty cool, how you can customize your spirits, get one that had maybe up attack damage and maybe health. But, anyways, it was fun. They just recently announced Banjo-Kazooie and a bunch of Dragon Quest characters. Excited to see what this company's doing with now Doug Bowser, which is really ironic for them having their president be named after the main villain of the company. I'm just saying. That's a little ironic. I don't know if he just legally changed his name for it. I don't know. But I'm excited for Sony and PlayStation, Xbox and Microsoft. You can screw up yourself. That's my little tangent.
So, yeah, I think that's about
all the... Excuse me. Yeah. Ugh, yeah.
I think that's about
all that's about it. It's about all the time we have today.
For this episode. Tonight. Yeah, I think it was a pretty good, solid episode.
Yeah, first episode. Please consider watching again, or watching, listening, whatever you do. I don't care. You could watch with your eyes. Watch with your ears.
We are planning on making weekly uploads.
We'll hopefully. Try to do weekly. There may be some episodes where it's just me. Sometimes it might be just Charlie. It could be either one. But we're going to try to do them together. We're going to figure this out. It's a new platform for us.
A whole really new world.
It's a whole new world. Anyways, guys, we love you. Have a good night. Say your prayers. Hit the books. God bless.
Adios.